All preparations have been made. The venue is ready, and so many advanced teams of so many different countries, approximately about 139 countries, are celebrating with us this important occasion. And they have sent their advanced teams that arrived even a week ago, confirming that the delegations will come. And approximately about 30 presidents would come from all around, and so that's all I can say for now.
How will your government, or your party for that matter, handle such an amount of people who will descend on your country? How are you going to handle such crowds that will come to grace the occasion Saturday?
Well, this is something that we have started right away when the result was announced. So it shouldn't be a very big problem. Such a great occasion and promulgating and announcing a country is not an easy thing, but at least we're ready for it, because at least we want our friends, our brothers in the regions, in the different continents actually to be a part of this. And so even new hotels were built just to receive people for these occasions. So I believe all preparations and protocols are observed for that very day.
With a few days to Saturday being the country's scheduled Independence Day, has been the reaction of ordinary Southern Sudanese in anticipation for Independence Day?
In fact, Juba, I believe Juba, since it was brought into existence, has never been happy as people are happy at the moment. Not only Juba alone, but in so many different places. I really wondered that yesterday I was driving, heading to Eastern Equatoria to Tarit, and I was wondering on the road, even the normal villages, raised their flags, and they started actually dances. You know, a lot of activities taking place in certain different places. So I think this is a great blessing, and the people are very happy over here.
Some people have expressed concern that since the invitation of President Bashir to participate in the celebration, it might cause some form of friction among the people. Do you think their concerns are justified?
Well, no matter who comes, Bashir is invited, and because this is dictated upon us, you know, by the circumstances our country is undergoing, even with this, we know that the man is indicted and that the man committed a lot of atrocities against our people, an injustice. But at least he has to come to take the flag of the old Sudan, the flag of injustice. He had to come this way and take it. And our people do understand this exactly. And again, it is a message for him. Once he comes this way, he would really understand that it is because of his wrong policies, be they economic, be they political, be they whatever. It is because of his wrong policies that our people suffered. And it is, again, a high time for them to tell Omar Bashir that we are able to rule ourselves and we are able to contribute in the prosperity of humanity. So it is also that message that we're going to get to him, that he must come this way with his delegation, while our people understand better why he's coming this way.
What do you think the future holds for Southern Sudanese?
Well, the future holds peace, and I believe South will contribute effectively in building and keeping peace in the region. But verily also, we believe the future is going to bring a lot of challenges, especially that the child is yet to be born except in a few days, and that's not a simple thing. So we believe we might face economic challenges. We believe that the future is holding us as well some security challenges, as the NCP would still work very hard to de-support the situation and bring about cares in the South. Because that's a part of the strategy that we are aware of. But even with this, we believe we will triumph.
So what would be your message to Southern Sudanese as well as Northern Sudanese ahead of Saturday's Independence Day?
Well, I would like to my people, whether they are in the north or in the south, that they must understand that they are one people, even if now we become two countries. Yet, the historical ties of the two nations can never be forgotten by any time. And it is, again, a high time to remind our people, whether they are in the north and in the south, that the separation happened simply because of the wrong policies that our people have undergone in the old Sudan. And that whenever time allows, that the southerners must also lend a hand to other marginalized peoples, wherever they are in the north or in the region, anywhere. And that they must understand that as we are taking our full freedom, it is for us to work together, and that the freedom is now achieved as phase one, but then to work very hard towards prosperity of our peoples who have been in agony and suffered for all these years.